I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Of all of Broadway's great choreographers, Bob Fosse was perhaps the most distinctive. His style is immediately recognizable in shows like Chicago and Pippin, and films like Cabaret and All That Jazz. One of the best interpreters of the Fosse style is the thrilling dancer and choreographer Anne Reinking. She's in Albuquerque now, setting the distinctive Fosse choreography on students of the National Dance Institute of New Mexico. And Anne Reinking is with me now. Anne, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
The first time you worked with Bob Fosse was on Pippin on Broadway. What was your initial impression of that style?
It was absolutely wild. It was during the audition, and, you know, he did the classic T for Two number that you see in All That Jazz. Then he did a more syncopated, that was ballet, then a more syncopated number, and then he had kind of honed it down to about 20 or 30 women. And then it got unbelievably good because he literally got up on stage and we started working, and we had improvisation and pantomime and stuff that we did that would have to match what the underpinnings of what he want. Like, you have a balloon and you're doing all the isolations that are very distinctive of his style, but then you're also just sort of bouncing a balloon back and forth, you know, so you have to watch it with your eyes. And he would come up and say, oh, you know, you look really good and everything, but this step doesn't, it's not your step. And I try this step, says the same thing, but I think might look better on you. So you've instantly, and he'd say, yes, it does. So we're keeping that, you know, and so you instantly start trusting right off the bat. And even when I went home, it lasted all day. So when I was going home, I said to myself, and I was had a callback, so I said to myself, even if I don't get this show, this is the best day I've ever had in my life. It was just so much fun. And he made us very relaxed so that when he did challenge us to think for ourselves a bit, and how we blended and trusted and worked with him and getting to know his way of working, you know, as he's sort of tallying us up, we're getting information all along the way of how he works and what he likes. So by the time I actually got the show, I was pretty well versed in what he liked to do and how he liked to do it.
And that experience, was that very different from other audition experiences you've been through?
Yes, yes. Auditions usually are how fast can you learn a combination, get it to a certain point of excellence so that you stand out. And it's usually, especially for Broadway, ballet, jazz, and sometimes tap or soft shoe or something rhythmic. So if you pass all of those, then they have you sing. So, and then that is even more frightening because you don't have two people on either side, you know, dancing with you. You're alone singing. So, you know, it's all fast, and you just feel shot out of a cannon. And I noticed even with the first combination, T for Two, which had rhythm and some difficult ballet moments in its steps, I noticed that he didn't say, okay, first group, second group, until we really knew it. Because, you know, I asked him later, he said, you know, because some people are real good at picking up fast, but then that's the best that you get of them. They give a great 20 minutes, and you're not going to get any better than that. So I know that by the time you do T for Two in another combination, I know you can do everything. Now I want to know, can you go forward? You know, do you have a thought process where you want to get better no matter what? And I don't know, it's the sort of osmosis. I felt very akin with him. And I think he likes ballet dancers because of the specificity of ballet, because his work is so specific. And it's also fragile. If you don't do it just right, or if it starts looking too sexy and not just sensual with elegance, it's not being done right and it starts to look common or doesn't look like anything. But if you get the specificity with just the right amount of sensuality, technique, and elegance, wit, and hopefully some charm, you know, that's what he wants to see. And you start concentrating so hard that you forget that you've been dancing for about 8 hours straight.
That is just a perfect description of the Fosse style that you just listed for me there. What do you feel like when you're dancing Fosse choreography as opposed to other choreographers' work?
All dancing feels good on me simply because I want it to be good, you know. So if something is not really my style, like if it's tap, I'm crying. But I'll try, and I can do it if you give me enough time. But the desire to want to be good is, I think, paramount in theater and in anything, really. His work did feel uncommonly good. It felt as good as ballet felt. You know, and I knew it looked good on me. And it just was one of those happy pairings. You know, I look at Suzanne Farrell. She's a natural for Balanchine's work. And there was something in me that had a bit of a holistic attitude towards his work. And I really liked it. Felt great. And just wanted to do more and more.
You're, of course, an actress as well. I thought maybe there was this sense of an emotional connection with his style that might have made you so perfect for it.
Well, that's a good point, because all the vocabulary of the dancing, that's why he calls it vocabulary, all the steps are vocabulary, because you are acting underneath it. It's the opposite of Balanchine in a way, because his is dance for dance sake, a lot of his pieces, unless it's a story ballet. Well, when you're doing Broadway, you're telling a story, so something has to be going on. So even though the show itself has an arc of a beginning, middle, and end, so does each number. They're little tiny chapters, but they have to have the same arc. So he's very specific that way, too, with subtext and imagery. So once again, you know exactly who you are, where you are, and what you are.
I think Chicago is probably a wonderful example of what you were just talking about, how the dances reflect what is going on in the characters' lives. When you talk to the kids at NDI New Mexico about dancing this choreography, or if you do talk to them about it, what do you say?
Well, once they learn the steps, then I get into the refining and what a step means. We're doing Dancin' Man, for instance, the Fred Astaire number that Bob, it was his homage to Fred Astaire. And it's got a lot of rhythm. It has stop time. It's really quite special. But it really is sort of Bob's motto or mantra, all those lyrics. You know, people build castles. All I want to do is to show that I've been dancing by. And even though my steps may be washed away in the sand, I was here, and this is what I wanted to do. The lyrics are very touching, if you know Bob. So I tell the students a lot about who Bob was and, you know, anecdotes and fun stories. And, you know, he would always say, you know, please mark. And then if you did, he'd go, stop. You know, what's wrong? So we never marked. And that's a cute way and a fun way and an informative way of telling the kids, you're never going to mark while you're doing this. You can't afford to.
Tell us what marking is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marking is sort of saving yourself. You're not really, you're sort of indicating a step. You're really taking it easy because you're literally, it's not because you're lazy, but you're trying to save yourself because you can get tired. It's very physical. But the thing about working with Bob and other great choreographers is that they rehearse you a lot. And so by the time the curtain goes up, I'm also in great shape. So, you know, I have stamina, everything. So I like to pass this on, the work ethics of Mr. Fosse especially. The great thing about working with really good choreographers and directors, especially Bob in this case, is that they have this one commonality, excuse me for being redundant, but they make you want to be good. and you can't wait to go to work. And they all do it differently, but that's their one commonality. And I've been lucky. I've worked with so many really good people. And I love doing things over and over because by the time the curtain goes up, I'm also in shape. As well as knowing exactly what to do, I don't have to think about what step comes next, so I can work on the subtext. I could be a person out there instead of a body. And all that's fascinating. And after a while, you're even good at paradox.
Paradox? What does that mean?
Okay, paradox is a seeming contradiction. And a great example would be from Sweet Charity, Big Spender. You know, there's this big long bar that goes across the stage. From the waist up, you're kind of interested, you're looking, you're focused, because you want this man to dance with you, because that's how you make your money. You're a taxi dancer is what the expression is. They give you a ticket, they've paid for their ticket, and they dance with you. So the upper part of you has a certain amount of tension, even if there's fatigue. So right away, there's the need with fatigue. On the bottom half, below the bar, you're literally busted. You are tired, your legs hurt, you're trying to get off your feet, so you're turned in, you're over on your heels, you're doing, you're trying to lift your foot on the bar to get the blood out, all this stuff you're doing while you are intently saying, the minute you walked in the joint, I could tell you were a real big spender. You know, so a whole bunch of subtext and paradox.
And that's also kind of a metaphor for the performer's life as well.
Let's
look good while we're feeling extremely
tired. Yeah. Well, Bob was method acting. So I guess you could call the saga the method dancer, but that's what we did.
Do you find that the kids know Fosse?
Yes, partly because of Chicago and the show Fosse, and also YouTube. A lot of his numbers get on that. And then the movies he's done, they have a kind of, especially Cabaret and all that jazz, because there was a lot of dancing in that. A lot of dancers, because he shot it in such a... He danced the shots as well and the editing. So it really appeals to anybody, but particularly to dancers. And so there are a lot of people who know very well who Fosse is. And and also there's going to be something coming out on television or cable with really good actors. Talk about method, Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams, and Margaret Qualley. And so, you know, he keeps getting out there. You know, the really good ones tend to do that.
Are there particular elements, Anne, that one has to get right to do Fosse?
Yes. It has to be, like I said before, specific as ballet. And even tap. If you don't make the right sound, everybody knows it. A lot of people don't realize how much specificity there is. To be really good, you've got to be really specific, really clear. And it has to be more than good. It has to be that one step above or beyond storytelling. In whichever way you do it.
No, I think a lot of people would describe Fosse's style as sexy, but I'm hearing from you that you don't play sexy. You don't dance
there,
sexy.
The steps are sensual enough, so then you go against it with an elegance, and there's always an elegance with it, as well as a wink of the eye and just this sort of... one of the images is that he said, you know, it's like you're the cat that ate the canary and you're sure that nobody knows about it, but there's just this little yellow feather right on the side of your mouth, you know. And he used to do seeming paradoxes, seeming contradictions, like fragile weight, the power of nothing. A lot of time he would have tacit, which means nothing, not even a beat. And it's very true in... Dancing Man, which you'll see at NDI, National Dance Institute, with the kids. And in that tacit, even if you're doing nothing, there's a lot going on. You're thinking it. And you have to have a lot of no behind your eyes, K-N-O-W. And if you face upstage, your shoulder blades become your eyes. And you have to see the audience, even if you're facing upstage. And they feel it. They don't know what it is, but they feel something extra.
That's just like acting.
Just like acting.
You can never drop out.
No,
So you have been to NDI before.
Many times.
I would imagine that you are in great demand as this wonderful Fosse expert and as a choreographer in your own right. Why the National Dance Institute of New Mexico? Why keep coming back?
Oh, my gosh. I first got involved with NDI in New York with Jacques d'Amboise, the original founder. And then Catherine Oppenheimer, who founded it out here, was a contemporary of mine. And we had worked together. And so if Jacques called, I always said yes. And then Catherine started calling me, Catherine Oppenheimer. And I, by that time, I was so in love with NDI. And it was such a good thing to do for young people. It gives them, whether they dance or not as a career, is really, you know, not even the it's through dance and the discipline of dance and the fun of dance and the responsibility of learning, but having a good time learning, that you get great work ethics and a sense of self and pride, sense of self and a sense of pride, and the healthy kind of pride, and then on top of that they teach healthy eating, which is, I mean, it's just they keep putting more stuff into it that's absolutely perfect for creating a happy life. And that's why I like. And it's all done with the common denominator of dance. And it's, you know, it's a discipline, but because it's fun, you learn to be disciplined without
pain.
Pain.
You have said before that you learn when you're working at NDI. Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh. How to teach, how to get a child some that might not have had lunch or breakfast, to get them interested and invested, to want to give, to and then to see them wake up. Because they come from all walks of life. And some, they're there because they want a hug. And others are there because they got turned on. You know, they became interested in dancing or in this odd syllabus that Jacques came up with, which is wonderful. And in the idea of being healthy and the idea of being happy, not accepting, and also certain clues and actual instructions. If you do this, this, and this, you're going to feel better. You know, and it's not necessarily taught all the time. You know, excellence is something that can be very confusing to a young person. What does that mean? Well, NDI breaks that down.
And it's not excellence necessarily geared toward becoming a professional,
right,
which is what is very interesting about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's life skills.
Anne Ryan King is in Albuquerque right now training advanced students at the National Dance Institute of New Mexico in classic choreography of Bob Fosse. Public performances are February 22nd and 23rd at the Highland Theater. Anne, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.